This is how can I help you?
Hey Javier, this is Shaw from the underwriting department at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks for asking. Your file was sent over to me about 30 minutes ago. Just wanted to do a little quality control and just to make sure we're on the same page as far as what we're looking to accomplish. Do you have a few minutes?
No, of course, yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to confirm a couple pieces of basic information I have on the business. I have you as the 100% owner of the business?
That is correct.
Okay. And I have, looks like you started the business about a year ago.
Well, I basically started on 2014.
Okay.
At the end, but I started as a sole proprietor. And then I did an LLC on the business.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, I should have started LLC since the beginning, but I started as a sole prop.
Okay.
And that's why maybe with the tax ID number, you are showing that it started in 15, but it's actually started in 14.
Okay. I'll make the adjustment for you. A lot of people do that, where they start as a sole prop, change it to LLC.
Yeah, the thing is that, you know, you don't know how you're going to do, and...
Yeah.
And what, you know, tell you the truth, you know, why waste, you know, the $2,000 to do a corporation where you can use that money, you know, for capital.
Mm-hmm.
And once the business starts booming, I turn into the LLC.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's good. It's good to hear that the business is growing. That's good. So I'll go ahead and make an adjustment and give you the credit for 2014.
Yeah, it's growing, and the nice thing about the business is we don't sell products.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, products, you have to buy stuff. It's just services.
Mm-hmm.
So the business is feasible for that, you know, reason on this agency.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have to deal with suppliers. We don't have to deal, you know, with a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, we're state licensed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a caregiving agency where we go to the elderly's house.
Mm.
And we take care of them.
Yeah.
Now, a couple of months ago, we were doing, I would tell you that a big percentage was private pay, which private pay is really the way to go.
Mm.
And I started getting to insurance companies.
Mm-hmm.
So we got in the panel for Kaiser, and for some reason, you know, Kaiser has been sending us a lot of sitter care, a lot of work.
Uh-huh.
And we build their insurance company. Well, they have their own insurance company as well. So,
yeah.
So you know, we're talking to social workers in Kaiser, and they told us that if we put an office north of the county,
mm-hmm.
they can send us a lot of work, like they're doing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is that I need to relocate. I need to hire caregivers. I need to hire marketers, and the turnaround in the insurance companies, you know, legally is up to 60 days, but they really pay between 30 and 45 days. And
mm-hmm.
That's why I need that capital, because the caregivers that we have in the South County won't drive North County 40 minutes, you know, to make, you know, $12, $13 an hour, because it's not feasible for them because of the gas.
Yeah.
So I need to hire people that live in North County, you know, Escondido area.
Yeah.
And I don't know where you guys located at.
We're in near La Jolla. Do you know where the UTC mall is?
Okay, so you're familiar with San Diego, right? So
yeah,
my office is in Bonita, and we take care of, you know, the South County. People drive to El Cajon, Chula Vista, you know, La Jolla, why not?
Yeah.
But
can you hold on for just a second? Can you give me just a second? Someone has a question. Give me one second. Oh, sorry about that. Okay, sorry about that. I'm back now.
So yeah, so you live in San Diego, so it wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't be, let's say that you're a caregiver and you live in National City, you wouldn't want to drive to Leucadia, right? Or Acadia or to Carlsbad.
No, of course not. That's far.
So I need to hire people that live, you know, in the Carlsbad area, Escondido area. So that's where I'm at.
Okay, that's good. Okay, let me take a look and let's see. Okay, and then how much are you looking for right now?
$50,000.
Okay. And that's all going towards just building out the building and that sort of thing?
Yeah. It may sound like a lot of money, but in this business, it's not. And you get it, you know, back really quick. It's not like I'm asking for $250,000. Even though the tax returns are at, you know, 540.
Yeah.
No, for 50,000 for this business, I mean, really, it's not a lot of money. It's just, you know, what I need to get up and running. Because, you know, it's like what I explained to Jeremiah. If you're going to put a business, and the business costs, let's say you're going to put a restaurant, and it costs you $20,000, for example.
Yeah.
Well, you can't start it with $20,000. You need cash flow because you don't expect your restaurant to be full the next day, right?
Exactly. You need marketing and all this other stuff.
Yeah, but in this case, it's better for us because we already have the contract. We already have the customers. It just takes, you know, 45 days to start getting paid, and I need that cash flow. I don't want to be stuck, you know. So, that's where I'm at. It's not like I'm starting from zero. It's I'm starting with a contract already. So, money is going to be coming in right away.
That's good.
Well, we have contracts. We have a job that's right away, but the money's going to take, you know, 30, 45 days. So I don't plan, you know, I do like the longest term that you guys have and monthly because it's just better for my accounting. But let's say you give me, for example, 3 years. I'm not going to wait 3 years, you know, to pay you guys. So So that's, you know, that's where I'm shooting at right now.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, it sounds like, you know, the cash is going to come back and you're able to pay us back pretty fast, actually. Maybe like 3 to 6 months, it sounds like.
No, but I wouldn't like a 6-month deal going on because I've turned some down. I'm not looking for a short term, and I'm not looking for a weekly because those I could have got a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
I'm looking for. Yeah, the longer that you have, just to be on the safe side. Now, another thing, let's say that this doesn't work out, right? And the money got lost. My business will has enough money to pay that loan off regardless, you know? Regardless that this works or not. But why wouldn't it work? Because I already have the contract.
Yeah, it's just a matter of getting it, kick-starting it, basically.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a kickstart. So, yeah, like I said, I'm not looking for a 3-month loan, and I'm not looking for a, you know, weekly loan. I'm not shooting for that.
Okay. Yeah, so what we'll do is we'll qualify you. We qualify you for the longest term possible and the most amount possible, and then we work backwards, you know, between us, me and you, and Jeremiah to find out what is the best, what is the best term for you. Business-wise, you know, for when are you going to get your money back, that sort of thing. So we'll qualify you for the longest and most possible.
But like I said, I'm not interested in a 6-month loan or a year loan. I will turn it down.
Sure. I'll put in the notes here that that's too short for you. Like I said, we'll do the longest as possible, but if the longest for you that you're qualified for is a year, then that's it. But I mean, we don't know. I don't know exactly what you're going to be qualified for yet, but we'll aim for the longest and most money possible, and then we'll work backwards.
I mean, what are your loans normally from?
Sure. So our longest working capital loans goes up to 3 years. For first time.
For first time what?
For first time borrower, it hovers around like the 2-year mark.
That's something that I would at least take because See, what happens here is that you guys think that by giving a 6-month loan, you're going to get paid quicker, and you're going to, and it happens. People think that, oh, it's 100% done deal. No, if something happens, I could pay that loan off on a 2-year loan. See what
yep,
I'm saying?
I understand.
I always go worst case scenario. It's like when you go buy a car, you know?
Yeah.
They offer you the $500 payment or for 5 years, or they say, or you could pay it for 2 years, you know, at $1,300. And you're always going to go for the 5 years because whatever happens, you know that you can cover that loan on a 5-year basis. And that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, even from the lender, us on our standpoint, we want to give you the longest term possible because we make more money in the long run because the longer you take it, the more interest you're taking. So obviously, our aim is to be the longest one possible too. But every file is different, so depending on what you qualify as the longest, then you know that we go from there. But obviously, from our standpoint, we're not going to stick you with something that's short term, just like a 3 or 6 months type of thing. Unless that's the only thing you qualify for, because that's not a good, it's not a good thing for us. It's not a good thing for you either.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So I got the time frame for the use of funds, things like that. Okay. And then
are you the underwriter?
I am. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you have any more questions I could answer so you can make your decision correctly?
Sure. Yeah, I'm putting some information in here. So I know last year you did what was this 527,000.
Yes.
Okay.
544,527. Yeah.
Okay. And do you remember what you did in 2014?
I started the business in 2014 in September, so it was half of the year.
Oh, okay. So I think
I clocked in at. I think I clocked in at 140.
Okay. Not too bad for a few months of the year.
Yeah, 144. Yeah, see, the thing is that I started the business because I hired a marketer that was 12 years in the business.
Uh-huh.
So basically, when we started the business, we already had work. It's the same thing that happened. Because she's been doing it for 12 years, so she moved her accounts to my business.
Mm,
so it's the same thing happening right now. We're starting a new location with work already.
Mhm. That's cool. You have the whole setup.
Yeah, so that's why, you know, I don't know if this business is different than the others, but if you have any doubt or something's not clicking, let me know.
Yeah, of course.
Just like the 2014, like, you know, like,
yeah.
He's saying 2 years and it says year one. So I don't want you to think that I'm lying or stuff like that.
Oh, no. That's why we always have these quality control calls first before we do anything.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. There's always, you know, an explanation. If you see or have something, I could explain it. It makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. One of the biggest glaring thing that I see on your file is your bank statement. You have, the last few months has been pretty good on the ending balances. But April you had negative 4,000, and in July you had negative 1,000, and then you also have a few overdrafts every single month. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, I have another business. I have a DME business, and that's where I keep my backup balance in that account. I had somebody working for me that wasn't doing a good job in transferring the balance on time, and for that reason they're not working for us anymore. So I did change a little bit of the management of the money, but the money is there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I do have a DME company which is very successful, and that's where I keep my large quantities of cash, which floated this company at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have a cushion. The thing is that I don't want to grab a cushion from one company for the other. So I feel that every company has to have
separate.
They're separate. But the reality is that that $50,000, I have it in cash in another account. So my, you know, what I was saying that if, you know, you guys turn me down, I'm not going to look for loans, and I'm just going to have my other business floated, you know.
Yeah, but yeah.
I'm definitely not going to stop. So
yeah.
What type? That's why I'm changing that management. But I can show you an account with, you know, $50,000+ on an everyday balance through the last four since 2012.
Okay, I don't need it right now. If I do, I'll ask for it, but I don't think I would need it. And then the other business, you said what type of business is it?
It's a DME.
DME?
Durable medical equipment.
Oh, okay. Medical equipment. Okay. So basically, you keep a lot of the reserve cash in the other account, and whoever was in charge of the bookkeeping, basically, let's just call it bookkeeping, was not transferring it on time or not transferring the correct amount.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
Between the DME to this bill, to this this account.
That is correct.
Okay.
So I'm personally handling it myself.
Okay.
Like I said, I could show you, you know, 6 month statement of that business, and you know the tax returns, and you'll see that, you know.
Okay. If needed, then I will ask for it. Because that's the biggest glaring thing is because this is a cash-based or sales-based loan, you know, with having two negative months and a lot of overdrafts for the bank statements that you sent over.
Yeah.
I'm gonna work around it. But that's the one thing that's really just holding this file back from what I see right now, preliminary. So if I do need the information from the other business, then I'll let you know. But I'll move forward with just this information I have now. But it's good that you have a backup. We have a backup plan just in case we can't do it through this business because of the overdrafts. Okay.
Okay. The other business does not have overdrafts.
Oh,
now,
that's great.
The only thing that I see on the other business is that it was what was that?
Oh, I thought you cut out for a second there.
Okay. So the only reason why I did it on the other business is because the other business doesn't need money.
Yeah.
And this one does. But like I said, if you see something glary, like there's always an explanation and something that would make sense. So I can show you my bank, but I really want to do it on this business.
Yeah, we'll move forward with this. We'll keep it separate for now. I'll move forward with what we have now with this business. And then if it doesn't work out, then I have something else that I can fall back on.
But if you really want to see those accounts that I have and they're under my name, just so you can make a better decision, I have no problem sending you that right now. So you can take a peek at it, you know, saying, well, you know, this guy's, you know, he's telling the truth and that's what it is.
You can, can you forward it to Jeremiah?
Okay, what do you need?
You said you wanted to show us the last 6 months of the business bank statement for the second location, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can send those to Jeremiah, and I can grab them from him.
Yeah, so you just take a look. You're saying, look, this guy's transferring, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't think that, you know, the loan cannot get paid.
Yeah, of course. It's always good to have, you know, I'm sure everything has explanation, so it's good that we know about that second business. But okay, yes, just send those over to Jeremiah. But I have enough right now to move forward with this file. And I should be able to, we should have preliminary numbers for you to look at. It takes about 24 hours for us to process everything, so it'll probably be until Monday before we reach out to you.
Okay, and tell Jeremiah that I'm going to send him accounts from a different company so he doesn't...
Get
he knows
confused.
What's going on right now. He's like, hey, what is this?
Yeah, I'll walk over to the other side of the building to let him know.
I'll just explain to him on the email. I don't want you to walk over.
Oh, that's okay. No worries. I got to go over there anyways.
Okay.
Alrighty. All right. So I'll move the...
What is your name again?
My name is Jia, J-I-A.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and move forward with this file right now, and then once you send that over to him, I'll take a peek at them, and we'll We'll make a decision Monday.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, all right, thank you. Have a good weekend. Bye.